And joining us now to discuss Social Security and other news this week is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, a regular Friday guest on Day to Day. Juan, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Alex.
So the president's going out, and other members of his administration going out, 60 days, 60 stops to sell this Social Security plan. Are people going to buy?
Well, so far they aren't buying. According to a poll done by Pew this week, more people, as they learn about the plan, more people decide they don't like the plan. And in a New York Times CBS poll, similar results were evident. Most said it's okay to raise the amount, the ceiling, that's of amount of money income that's subject to payroll taxes. But, you know, Alex, that's exactly the problem. The Republican leaders on the Hill are saying, no, we don't want to raise taxes. That's contrary to our principles. And similarly, what you see is that most people say, you know what, Social Security is not the issue. The number one issue for most people in the New York Times CBS poll was jobs. The number two issue was health care. The good news for the president is that about 55% said that Social Security is a serious problem. And from the White House point of view, what White House aides are saying is, hey, hold your horses. Don't think the game's over yet, because we've only been at this for a month. And the initial step was to get people to understand that Social Security, in the White House view, is in crisis. And the poll indicates 55% say, yes, Social Security has serious problems. But what's clearly the case here is that on Capitol Hill, which is a very important audience, the president had a very rough week. He wasn't about, Alex, trying to sell the American public. He was about trying to sell other Republicans. You had Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist saying that the pacing of the legislation is going to be up to the public, initially sounding as if he was putting it off and distancing himself from the plan. He's later come back and said he'll try to do it this year. Charles Grassley from Iowa, the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, said the president only has 3 weeks to sell this or the game is over. So what you're going to see is the president going out saying to people, if you're older, no fear, you won't lose your money. If you're young, you're going to gain. And then he's going to say, if we don't do anything, that's going to cause tax hikes. And he's going to also point out that the Democrats have no new ideas on Social Security and we must do something. So that's what he's going to try to do. The most innovative idea, by the way, came this week from Treasury Secretary John Snow, who said, maybe we could have an exit strategy, a compromise, Alex, in which we would do some private accounts, but they would be outside of the Social Security system. And by the way, that got the attention of Karl Rove, who was trying to get the big business people involved. The business roundtable has raised about $20 million. So they'll join the president out on the hustings trying to convince people it's time to fix Social Security.
National Security, Juan, two agencies involved there in the news this week. President Bush did swear in his new Homeland Security Secretary, Michael Chertoff. He also went to CIA headquarters out in Virginia this week, where the chief of the CIA, Porter Goss, complained about ambiguities in his relation with the new overall intelligence czar, John Negroponte. What about the problems there, Juan?
Their communications are still a problem, Alex. Everybody says it. Everybody knows it. The big item this week was, of course, confirmation as the president went out to CIA to Langley that Negroponte will be in charge of doing the presidential daily briefing, which used to be done by the CIA director, George Tenet, and Porter Goss was filling that role before Negroponte got going. So it is a problematic thing for CIA that they are no longer in charge of what the president knows about American intelligence, and they worry that it means that their power and their influence is being diminished. Because then, obviously, when it comes to touchy issues like budgets, they can't automatically lobby the president, the man at the top. They've got to go through Negroponte. And the president has pretty much said Negroponte has to have budget authority and control. Because overall, what you're talking about here, Alex, is major dollars, $40 billion in spending over 15 agencies for intelligence gathering.
So there'll be a fight going on there for a while to watch. Let me just ask one other thing overseas about Lebanon in the news this last 2 weeks. The president says he wants Syrian troops out of there, and he's set a deadline by the end of May. Now he's getting support from Saudi Arabia and elsewhere in the Arab world. That's a strange development.
Hey, it's almost as strange as Germany, France, and Russia joining him and telling Syria, get out. The point is that overwhelmingly, people say that after the assassination of a former key leader in Lebanon, that Syria's presence there is corrosive, not only a threat to Lebanon, but a threat in terms of what's taking place in Iraq. General John Abizaid, the head of U.S. Central Command, said this week that Syrians have been supporting the insurgents. The Syrian president, Bashar Assad, told Time magazine this week that Syria will withdraw from Lebanon this summer. President Bush's response is, yeah, right, show me, that they've made these kinds of promises before. The U.S. military may have yet another assignment coming.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, a regular Friday guest on Day to Day. Juan, thank you.
My pleasure, Alex.